This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 24th of May 2026 with Mitch Park. This program is an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes, plus original tunes written in traditional style. On this program we have Colin Ross, William Kimber, the Auburn Pipe Band, the Bothy Band, Bobby Casey, the McPeak Family, Willie McCallum, Augusta Cayley Band, Tony McManus, Diane Mickelson, Rebecca Richman, Wolf and Clover, Logical Flaw, and the Jimmy Cook Band. We begin today with a track to remember Colin Ross, born in 1934, who passed away on the 27th of May 2019. In 2001, Colin and fellow high-level ranter Johnny Handel were part of a group of Northumbrian Pipers Society members who toured the North Island of New Zealand. The players were recorded at several concerts, and one member of the team later circulated a cassette from which we can share this track today. Here we have Johnny Handel on Northumbrian small pipes with Colin Ross on fiddle and Barry Say on guitar playing the Billy Pig tunes Keening in the Wind and Tom's March.
Thank you.
Colin Ross, Johnny Handel and Barry Say playing Keening in the Wind and Tom's March. This next tune is supposed to mark the restoration of King Charles II on the 29th of May 1660, which was for many years a public holiday in Britain. However, the tune made its first appearance in the 7th edition of Playford's English Dancing Master in 1686, 26 years after the Restoration. As well as in country dance, it survives as a Morris tune, as played by concertina player William Kimber on the Art of William Kimber, a 1974 topic LP compilation. This is the 29th of May. William Kimber playing the 29th of May. Now we have a track from Piping All Over the World, a 2008 release by the Monarch label celebrating 30 years in business. Here, Scotland's Oban Pipe Band plays a set of four marches, two of them by a single composer, Donald P. MacLeod. The tunes in the set are Scotland the Brave, traditional, the 51st Highland Division and Flet from Flotter, both by Pipe Major Donald P. MacLeod, and Lord Lovat's Lament, traditional. Auburn Pipe Band playing Scotland the Brave, the 51st Highland Division, Flat from Flotter and Lord Lovett's Lament. Next up is Celtic group The Bothy Band with a track from their 1976 Mulligan LP, Old Hag, You Have Killed Me. This is a set of three traditional Irish jigs, two 6/8 jigs, followed by a slip jig that's in 9/8. The set is called Kid on the Mountain and contains the tunes Rosie Finn's Favourite, Sean Bui and Kid on the Mountain. Bothy Band playing Rosie Finn's Favourite, Sean Bui and Kid on the Mountain. Stay with Kidnappers Cayley to hear Bobby Casey, the McPeak Family, Willie McCallum, Augusta Cayley Band, Tony McManus, Diane Mickelson, Rebecca Richman, Wolf and Clover, Logical Flaw and the Jimmy Cook Band. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on the Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. The next set is from Clare fiddler Bobby Casey, On the 2015 Topic CD, it was Mighty, the early days of Irish music in London. Under the set name The Duke of Leinster and His Missus, these two traditional reels are The Duke of Leinster and The Lady's Pantalettes. Bobby Casey playing the Duke of Leinster and the Lady's Pantalettes. Back in the mid-1960s, the BBC made a series of concert recordings distributed to broadcasting companies around the world under the title The London Folk Song Cellar, and featured many of the then-current stars of British folk music. Among them was the Belfast cross-generational family group, the McPeak Family, who were mainly Uilleann pipers named Francis McPeak, except for their harper, Cathy. Here they used the piper's practice instrument, the tin whistle, for their treatment of the traditional jig, the ship in full sail. McPeak Family playing The Ship in Full Sail. Our next set seems to be a McLeod special. On the 2003 Green Tracks CD, the Royal Scottish Pipers Society recital, the Highland piper Willie McCallum plays a two-strus spey and four-reel set. These are Dora McLeod by Peter Roderick McLeod, the Caledonian Society of London, traditional, and Roddy MacDonald's Fancy, also traditional, Fiona MacLeod by Donald P. MacLeod, Dr. MacPhail's Reel by Andrew Bain, and The Cockerel in the Creel by Donald P. MacLeod. Willie McCallum playing Dora McLeod, the Caledonian Society of London, Roddy McDonald's Fancy, Fiona McLeod, Dr. MacPhail's Reel, and the Cockerel in the Creel. Here's a short Irish set dancing figure from Augusta Cayley Band on their 2022 NHR Music Production album, Volume 2. The tune was composed in 1975 for the wedding of Dublin accordionist Tommy Walsh, whose reception was held at a pub called The Man of Arran. Augusta Cayley Band playing Kilfenora Plain Set Figure 1, Man of Arran. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear Tony McManus, Diane Mickelson and Rebecca Richman. Later on, we'll play Wolf and Clover, Logical Flower and the Jimmy Cook Band. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now zone to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlists posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 PM. Now we have something that's neither folk nor Celtic. I suspect it's a challenge for the guitarist. What we have here is Scottish guitarist Tony McManus on his 2013 Greentracks CD, Mysterious Boundaries, playing a J.S. Bach piece composed about 300 years ago, originally for solo violin. This is one of five movements in BWV 1004, listed here as Allemande from Partita No. 2 for solo violin in D minor. Thank you. Tony McManus playing Allemande from Partita No. 2 for solo violin in D minor. In 2001, the blind singer and keyboard player Diane Mickelson from Kerikeri in the far north recorded a CD called Kaut Maha, published by Peter Stewart of Browns Bay, Auckland. One of the tracks on it is this interpretation of Jay Ungar's modern classic fiddle waltz, Ashokan Farewell. Diane Mickelson playing Ashokan Farewell. Here's another fiddle waltz, this one composed by Vermont musician Pete Sutherland and played by Californian fiddler Rebecca Richman on her 2018 self-published album Rebecca Richman. Named for a river in the state of Maine, this is Sunday River. Thank you. Rebecca Richmond playing the Sunday River Waltz. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear Wolf and Clover, Logical Flower, and the Jimmy Cook Band. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Next, we have a set of reels from Georgia group Wolf and Clover from their 2022 self-published album, 12 Month and a Day. They begin the Columbus set with a version of a traditional Irish tune known as Molly Barn, and follow that with tunes by North American composers. The set is Molly Barn, but here listed as Georgia Bell, traditional, River Skimmer by Nicholas Williams, and Winter in Columbus by Mike Duggar. Wolf and Clover played Georgia Bill, River Skimmer, and Winter in Columbus. Next we have a set of jigs, given a bit of a rock treatment by Chicago band Logical Flower. The first two tunes are traditional Irish jigs, and the final tune was written by their guitarist, who gave it a pretty appropriate title considering the arrangement. On their 2023 Turtle Down Music album, Logical Flower, these tunes are The Lark in the Morning, traditional, Gold Ring, also traditional, and The Slammer by Ethan Sellers. To conclude, we have a couple of waltzes played by Wellington group The Jimmy Cook Band on their 1993 CU Jimmy Productions cassette Bold Endeavour. The tunes in this set are Paddy in Paris by Davy Arthur and Pernod Waltz by Phil Cunningham. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Kaylee on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Kaylee and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park, wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.